Chagiga Berak Aleph Mishnah Beis. It's important to know that there were three types of karbanos that were brought at this time when people were oil regel. One is the olas re'iyah, which is the mitzvah to be makriv a carbon that's brought totally on the mizbeach. Nobody eats from it, just the mizbeach. And that's the mitzvah to be seen by a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's two other karbanos that are brought. That's the carbon chagiga, the shalmei chagiga. The mitzvah of the Torah says v'chagosim oso chag la'ashem, that a person should bring a shalmei chagiga. And this is brought on every yantif. And if it's not brought on the first day, it can be brought all the other days of yantif. We're going to see later on Chol Moed. Even on Shavuos, it can be brought 7 days after Shavuos when there is no Chol Moed. So the ola you're not eating. The chagiga, it's technically possible that you don't eat it the first day of yantif, even though that's the best time to eat it. Then the stama mitzvah to have basar on yantif, because of simcha. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not just any basar, but you would be makriv the shalmei simcha. It's a regular shlamim, v'samachta lifnei Hashem alikecha. And that's called the shalmei simcha. So this mishnah is dealing with the value, how much you would have to pay between the olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga. So the mishnah starts, v'shami omrim hari'iyah shtei kesef, v'chagiga ma kesef. Hashami holds that the re'iyah is shtei kesef, two kesef, and the chagiga would only be one kesef. That would be the value, the minimum value, that you would need to pay for each of them. Beishamai holds that since the whole carbon is brought on the Mizbeach, like the Rambam points out, that was their svara, why the Olas Re'iyah is worth more. Because the whole thing was on the Mizbeach. Masha'en Kein, the carbon Chagiga, since it was eaten by Kohanim Yisraelim as well, that was purchased with less money. Uveisil Oimrim, Hari'iyah Ma Kesef, V'Chagiga Shtei Kesef. Beisil says the Re'iyah that was totally consumed on the Mizbeach, that was the one that was brought with only a ma. That's what you needed to pay for it. But the carbon chagiga, which, like the Rav explains, was eaten on the Mizbeach and also Kohanim and the owners, therefore they were more expensive than the olos that was only brought on the Mizbeach. However, the shalmei simcha that we just discussed before, that the Mishnah doesn't talk about, like the Rav points out, because that has no shear whatsoever. The Rav does point out that women are chayiv in the shalmei simcha, because the Torah says, v'samachta atu v'esecha. However, Tosfos learns that the mitzvah of simcha is not that a woman is a mitzvah of simcha, it's on the husband to be misameach her with the basar of the shlam that he is makriv.